Lakeland. Layla Goodridge says the result of the Conservative Party vote to remove Erin O'Toole as the federal party's leader was the will of the people, and the majority of the Conservative MPs in the House of Commons. More than 60% of Canada's 119 Conservative Party MPs voted to oust the official opposition party's leader in a vote early last week. Goodridge, the newly appointed MP for the Fort McMurray-Cold Lake riding, voted after asking party supporters for their input. "I cast my ballot after consulting with Conservatives across our region. Spent a lot of time reaching out to the Conservatives across the region to make sure I was indicating their will," Goodridge told Lakeland this week last Friday night. Goodridge declined to say what the results of her research was, or how she voted. "It was a secret ballot, so I will be keeping it secret," she said, again stressing that the decision, like all others she makes as the federal representative, was based on the voice of the region being heard, not just hers. As the federal Conservative Party leader, O'Toole hand-picked Goodridge to be the region's Member of Parliament last August, resulting in her sudden departure as the area's provincial UCP MLA. In her first weeks in federal politics, several publicity photos were shared of Goodridge and her newborn baby visiting with O'Toole. When asked if she had a personal message for the outgoing leader, Goodridge, who was appointed to the Conservative shadow cabinet as the critic of families, children and social development last November, kept her response professional. "I would like to thank Erin O'Toole for his service and wish he and his wife Rebecca all the best as they embark on this next chapter," she said. O'Toole is expected to remain as the MP for his Ontario riding of Durham. Interim vote Goodridge was part of the recent vote that put four-term Conservative MP Candace Bergen into the interim leadership seat for the party. Goodridge says the Manitoba-based MP is a good choice for the party. "I know that she will be a spectacular voice for our party to support us through this transition," she said. When asked about her own plans in the upcoming leadership race for the party, she answered quickly. "No, I'm not running," she said with a laugh. "You heard it here first." Being part of what she calls a wonderful, humbling experience to represent this great part of Alberta, Goodridge is enjoying her federal role. While a new leader could mean a new direction for the party, the rookie MP said she had no comments on what those changes could be. But she will be ready for the changes, no matter what they are, it's part of the job. "Honestly," she said with a smile in her voice, "politics brings something new just about every day. One thing that won't change," she said, "is her commitment to the people of Fort McMurray-Cold Lake, and the party's continuing efforts to keep the Liberal government on track. We will continue to make sure that everyone throughout the region continues to have a strong voice at the table, and holding the Liberal government to account on such issues as the rising cost of living, the national unity crisis and recent supply chain issues," she said. A leadership race and vote is expected soon for the party's top spot. A by-election date has still to be set for Goodridge's still vacant MLA seat in the Alberta legislature.